My name is Katsia Aurelian, I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation is for Frederick A. Bowen, F-R-E-D-E-R-I-C-K, middle initial A, last name B-O-W-E-N, number 1, chronic kidney disease, stage 5. This CKD is likely related to obstructive nephropathy. Secondary to and complete emptying of the bladder as per the recent post void pelvic ultrasound dated 11/11/22, which reveals a pre-void of 354 pre-void volume of 354 mLs and a post-void residual of 126 mLs. Period. The patient currently follows with Dr. Onyishi, O-N-Y-I-S-H-I. However, it has been a while since he followed up with him. We contacted Dr. Onishi's office and scheduled an appointment for December 14th at 2:30 for follow-up. This CKD is also affected by nephrocirrhosis associated with hypertension, hyperlipidemia, diabetes, type 2, and the aging process. Period. We recommend continuation of a plant-based diet devoid of animal protein and processed foods, decreased sodium intake of 2 grams in 24 hours, as well as restricted fluid intake of Forty to 45 ounces in 24 hours. Period. We anticipate that once the urinary obstruction is resolved, the patient's kidney functions will improve. His most recent kidney functions reveal a BUN of 36 from 26. BUN of 36 from 27, creatinine of 4.18 from 4.03, and AGFR of 14 from 15. He does have evidence of selective and non-selective proteinuria with urine microalbumin to creatinine ratio of 331 milligrams and urine protein to creatinine ratio of 600 milligrams. Period. It is unclear whether this proteinuria is a result of possible pyuria related to the incomplete bladder emptying, or if this is due to active kidney disease. Period. Unfortunately, due to his advanced kidney disease, we cannot start him on any medications such as Kerendia, SGLT2, Farxiga, or Jardiance for improvement of the proteinuria. Period. We discontinued the losartan for right now due to the nephrotoxic capabilities and in the setting of CKD5 period. We also adjusted the Lasix and asked him to take 40 milligrams only as needed for edema or weight gain. period. Next line, hyperuricemia with uric acid of 7.8. We started him on Uloric 40 milligrams, one tablet daily to prevent uric acid crystallization, which can further deteriorate the kidneys, cause kidney stones, gouty, G-O-U-T-Y, arthritis, cardiovascular events, and other complications. Period. We will repeat the uric acid level, and we emphasize the importance of limiting his intake of purine, P-U-R-I-N-E, rich foods in the diet, and provided him with recommended dietary restrictions in writing. Period. He verbalizes understanding. Next line, type 2 diabetes mellitus, which is under control with A1C of 6.3%. This is managed by Hannah Campbell, APR and endocrinologist. Next line, hyperlipidemia, which is unremarkable, continue with the current regimen. Next line, arterial hypertension with blood pressure of 155/90. We discontinued his metoprolol and started him on labetalol, 200 milligrams twice a day. We recommend that he monitors his blood pressure twice a day and report any side effects. Period. This elevated blood pressure could be a result of the CKD. However, uncontrolled hypertension can further worsen his CKD. Period. He is euvolemic at this time. Period. Next line. BPH status post-URP on 4/2/22. This is managed by Dr. Onyishi, O-N-Y-I-S-H-I. Next slide. His renal ultrasound dated 11/14/22 shows normal kidneys with normal thickness and no signs of urinary stones or hydronephrosis. Next line. Coronary artery disease status post quadruple bypass surgery. He follows with his cardiologist on a regular basis. Next line. Obstructive sleep apnea on CPAP. Next line. Constipation on Linzess. We recommend follow up with his GI for a colonoscopy to rule out other possible conditions. Next line, obesity, which is improving. He has lost 13 pounds since the last visit through dietary changes. We encourage him to continue doing so. Next line. We will reevaluate this case in 4 weeks with laboratory workup and